Hello, God is all family. I didn't feel like writing, but I knew I had to do something today. So I said, let's go with a podcast. Now, usually the blog is edited. I have to first write the articles and then send them to the editor, do the corrections. But you're getting an uncensored and unedited version of this podcast. We're talking about the presidential election here in the United States. I think it's wonderful times that we're in right now. And I'll explain that a little later. But I'm sure that many people woke up this morning and crawled back under their blankets, pinched themselves to find out if they were dreaming when they heard that Donald Trump actually won the presidential race. I read in the paper, one guy said, well, what do I tell my children? How do I explain this? Other people are talking about their fears, their personal fears for their finances, the fear of national security and financial security. So let's get down to brass tacks. What I love about this presidential race and the outcome is that it gives you and I the opportunity to live what we say we believe. You know, every time that you read one of the blog posts from Absolutely Yours, you're touching and agreeing with me that God is the only presence and the only power. That hasn't changed. It doesn't matter who goes into the White House of the United States of America. God is still the only presence and the only power. Our undoing, our mistake has been to think that a president or a politician is actually governing anything in this universe. God governs. God governs, and God is the only governor in existence. And I'm going to take the dualism out of that in a minute. And when people tell me that they are afraid of what might happen to them, what might happen to the country because Donald Trump is the president of the United States, I said, what a poor sense of God you seem to have. God is still the only power. Trump and his machinations, any president, that's not power. The power is in God. The power is in love. The power is in harmony. The power is in peace. The power is in the light of the Spirit of God's presence. That's where the power is. And when people ask me my reaction, I said, God governs. Now, I don't mean that God governs as if God is out there somewhere governing something separate and apart from himself. Of course, you know, you look in the dictionary and they'll tell you that govern comes from a Latin word which means to steer or to control or to direct or to influence the actions of something else. When I say God governs, I'm not talking about God steering or influencing or controlling or directing the actions of anything else. What I mean is, as there is only one presence, as there is only one power, there is necessarily only one activity, one action, and one actor, and that is God. The only action that is going on in the universe, throughout the entirety of the universe, is God being active. What does that mean? The only activity going on through and as the entirety of the universe is love in action, is spirit in action, is joy in action, is infinite intelligence in action. There is no other activity going on, nothing else going on but God. There's nothing to fear, people. There is absolutely nothing to fear in the universe because God is all that is going on in the universe. And it's up to you and to me who profess this truth to live this truth and to keep this truth always in consciousness by knowing that the all-knowing Christ consciousness, the all-knowing God consciousness is our very own consciousness, is alert and alive to the truth of God's allness every moment of existence. And see, the reason why I'm so adamant about this message and about this, about the outcome of this election is because of this. If you are giving Trump power or anybody else power over your life, if you're giving power to anything other than God, where else are you giving power to something in your life? Because if you're giving power to Trump and Trump's actions in your life, then it's so easy to give power to dis-ease. It's so easy to give power to discord because you have gotten in a groove of giving power to something other than God. And even though you may seem to give power to people, to places, to conditions and things, those things that you give power to never have the power. And it's this is a good time and a good opportunity for us, again, to live what we say is true. Let me talk about Donald Trump for a moment, and I'm going to close this thing out. When he was running for office, he looked like a scary candidate for many people. Particularly around the Halloween time, it seemed most scary. But I was glad during that time because, you know, you see children dressing up as all kinds of monsters, but that's not who they really are. And Donald Trump, with all of his seeming faults and foibles, you and I, with all our seeming faults and foibles, that's a costume. That's not who we really are. That's not who he really is. And when I am saying to you, you know, you can bring out the best in Donald Trump by going underneath that costume, going underneath that mask, and recognizing his God identity, his spiritual identity, his Christ identity, by recognizing, acknowledging that this man that is called Donald Trump is really the omni-action of God in living, loving action. If you do that, you can bring out the best in him into as a visible, as a tangible experience. So with that, I'm just going to sign off and leave you to your own awareness of God's allness.